Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you on yet another morning where we are wondering what the heck has happened to this baseball season already. We're not used to this. All these injuries? What the bleep?
No. Yankees are used to it. We have not been used to it. We've been pretty lucky, actually, last few. I mean, I say that. It's funny to say that because
Verlander, you lost for 2 years.
Yeah. So it's not, maybe that's not really accurate, but McCullers every year. You've had things with Altuve over the years.
None of them seem as debilitating as these are.
Well, anytime you have, I think the one thing is, yeah, you had McCullers as a pitcher and Verlander as a pitcher, but McCullers we've gotten used to. It's like Chris Paul getting hurt in the playoffs, which we'll talk about in a second. And then, and then you have, Justin Verlander was like just 2 years in a row where one was a bubble year. So we had a lot of things on our mind at that particular time.
Yeah.
Bubble baseball and losing Verlander. We were a lot more worried about other things. And then, the next year he was just still out. But, back to back, Urquidy and Garcia. How are we feeling about this?
Yeah, now Garcia with the elbow, 8 pitches in. They said, okay, come on.
That's scary.
That's real scary. This could be, because Garcia, and he was looking really good his last few outings. And it's been Urquidy who's had a lot of problems. You're counting on those two guys to be in the middle of that rotation and that's the heart of the rotation where you're getting great starts out of those two guys and you haven't really gotten it. Early on, Garcia was struggling, and then, Urquidy has had his problems this year, and now all of a sudden both of them are down, and that's really concerning since it's Brandon Belak. Forrest Whitley has just been terrible, so it's not like, okay, we got to get that guy up here right
Belak
away.
Yeah, Belak came up just yesterday and had to pitch 4 innings. He had to stretch for Luis Garcia. Gave up a couple runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. I mean, he threw a lot of pitches, but he just came in a spot. He just came up yesterday, and before you know it, he's in a game having to get major innings for you because we don't know what's going on with Luis Garcia. So, Urquidy's on the list. I think Garcia hopefully will just be on the list, and we'll see how it goes. But I guess the Astros could be much more dependent upon Lance McCullers. I know the question initially was, well, where will Lance McCullers fit in now? Well, we know where he'll fit in is he'll probably come in and have to take over for somebody who's injured.
Well, and that's what he's supposed to do. He's an $85 million guy. He's supposed to be here. He's supposed to be contributing. He's supposed to be at the top of the rotation. This is what you paid him all that money for, is for Lance McCullers to get back here and start pitching. So you need him now. And you might have to, while you could, you had the luxury of being able to. And, they've been able to bring guys along as needed and not rush anybody back. But you know what? If you're going to have to put the pedal to the metal a little bit if you're Lance McCullers now and get back here, because this is starting to get a little bit scary with, this is one of the best rotations, despite what MLB said in the offseason. This is one of the best rotations in baseball, and it's just like it's unbelievable where it's at right now with all of these guys going down. So it's a little bit scary. The Astros took care of business last night. Dubon, you got that sound from Dubon? So Mauricio Dubon came here from the Giants.
Right.
And nice job by Click picking this pickup, because look at what he's doing. He's slashing .317, .340, .406. He had 3 hits last night, a couple RBIs, and he really wanted to give it to him. He
wanted
to give it to the Giants.
This is a big deal to him.
Yeah, it really was. So he's at the top of the order. He's and where he belongs right now, because he has just been spectacular all season long. Here he is talking about the Giants versus the Astros as far as how he feels about both organizations.
It's just, you know, I was not treated the right way over there. So coming here and being a family here and be able to perform the way I'm performing right now, I think it's just, you know, it's the human side of me comes out. I mean, it's just, you know, just a couple of stuff over there that you think, like, you know, probably get more playing time. But with Dusty here now, I think it's I'm in heaven.
You know, and this is a guy that did not play, did not see much postseason action.
Right.
Yet he loves being in here. He's getting his shot now, what with Altuve being down, and he's really come through. He's been one of the stars, one of the bright spots for this offensive team that has very few bright spots right now. To
Does any of that surprise you right there, that he liked the locker room here? And
no.
Likes it? No. I mean, everyone has.
Everybody says this is one of the best locker rooms in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't be a surprise.
Especially for...
Now, Mike Fiers didn't like it so much, because he's a man of integrity, except when he's sliding into people's DMs who are very young and stuff like that. But he's a man of other than that, the integrity stuff is very big to him. So, Mike Fiers said, no, I am not for this.
Yeah.
This is not my kind of locker room.
Well... No, he wanted to be in that A's locker room. That's a tight unit.
That's the locker room. That's
where everybody wants to be.
That's where you want to be in.
It's new. It's beautiful. And, you know, you can tell that team is just it's a family. That's nothing like that. Not like here. Of course, you know, it's great for a Hispanic guy as well. I mean, Dubon comes in here. Look at that locker room with this has got to be one of the best if you're a young Hispanic player, with guys like Altuve in there and Yordan and Maldonado, who's a leader on that baseball team. And it's just and then practically the entire rotation that's Hispanic. So this is a great place to be. It's a great place for Dubon. Despite the fact that he didn't contribute much last postseason, he just couldn't, because it was he just wasn't hitting. But he's hitting now, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, that was a nice night last night that he had. But it's scary with Garcia down. Belak came in. I guess Belak moves in. I guess Belak has to move into the rotation in that spot.
What choice do you have?
Yeah, you're not going to have. But elbow is really, really scary. Really scary. I guess if you're Bryce Harper, you can come back in 5 months.
Hey, I hate to say it, but have you ever seen anyone just leave after 8 pitches and then come right back for their next start? Like, it's just false alarm. No. I mean, I wish. I've never seen anyone just say, false alarm on the elbow.
No.
Or forearm tightness, or tightness, a strain in the forearm is always the scariest.
It's funny, though.
His forearm hurts a little bit. Can he just get a deep tissue massage? No, he's going to need 2 or 3 surgeries on his... What?
It's funny, though. It's 8 pitches in. Do you know how much those guys throw before their start? They're in the outfield playing long toss. They warm up in the bullpen. And then he gets on the field and he throws 8 pitches. And it's like, oh, that's it. I'm done. As opposed to all of those throws that he made before his start. I guess you're putting more stress on it, when you're throwing for real. But, 8 in, and Luis Garcia. Because that'll be...
The good news is that 5 were strikes.
Yeah.
I mean, if
this is very reminiscent, Verlander, 6 outs into his season, very reminiscent. So that's scary. That is scary. If you lose the Luis Garcia for whatever amount of time, and it doesn't look good, it sure doesn't look good. That is no good. You know who looked good last night was James Harden. Holy crap!
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be the beginning of must be May, because Mr. April and Mr. May, James Harden, stepping up again in the playoffs like he always does. 45 points, scored 12 points in the first 5 minutes. This is what he do. Takes over playoff series, puts teams on his back, and just completely dominates the opponents, offensively and defensively. Signed James Harden for life.
He's Mr. May, not so much Mr. June, you know, because he's more Mr. I guess you're right. He's been pretty good in May. Yeah. I mean, he's gotten you to June and then nothing.
No, because May's when the finals are taking place. June's already the draft. April's what you're thinking of.
No, you've still got 2 more series before
It's been bumped backward, though. I don't think, because June is draft, isn't it?
No, June is the finals. We play the finals in June. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
He's
because
not
that's
so
where
much
the,
there.
Well, he's definitely not going to be playing basketball
in June. He's not Mr. June, but Mr. May, he's been okay.
What are you talking about? He gets eliminated every May in horrible fashion. You call him Elimination James.
He is Elimination James.
Well, that doesn't sound like Mr. May.
Well,
that sounds like a completely different nickname.
Well, I don't know. It was May 1st, and James was cooking. Did you see him cooking?
James cooked yesterday.
Holy crap, is he good.
James cooked. I'm immediately, you know what I'm thinking the whole time? Can James get along with, because you did see him in Vegas and the little slap on the face,
yeah.
Right? Okay. All I could think of, okay, we're in the middle of playoffs. Now, you know, he's during a break, but it's James is not going to be fully focused on the playoffs ever. That's just not going to be what he is. He's going to be like, if you want somebody who's going to be in at the office looking at tape or whatever, or trying to get an advantage, or that's never going to be, I know, it's not going to be who he is. Will Udoka be okay with James Harden?
But then
the reason I ask that is because I think Rafael Stone wants James back. I think Rafael is a big fan of James's. Now, you know, is James a fan of Rafael's? I don't know. He left when Rafael was here, but
I think
Tillman likes James a lot, right? Doesn't he?
Well, I mean, everybody's just assuming that he's going to leave Philadelphia. I'm not assuming.
Does Tillman
that,
like
especially
James?
Since Daryl has said, "Oh no, he ain't going." You know,
I know, but there's been some rumors
about the undying
about,
love between James and Daryl.
Well, but there's been some rumors about James. Maybe there's family who's been sick or something. He may end up coming back to Houston for that reason. So it may be something that's less than basketball related.
Okay,
and if that's the case. Like, would Udoka be okay with James's Jamesness?
I guess you'd have to.
He's kind of somebody
who
wants. Well, his whole thing is accountability. You can't let one guy in the building do what he wants. Like, I don't know. Like, I just get the feeling that Udoka's not about the. Udoka's from the school of Pop.
Yeah.
Popovich. I don't think. You're right. You can't stop a player from going to Vegas in the middle of a. When a series is over, and they did have a break, so maybe I shouldn't. You know, you hate seeing him pop up on TMZ Sports and people saying that wasn't even a hard slap. He just kind of tapped the guy. He did. It was no big deal.
It was, yeah, it was no big deal.
With that said, why you got to even be on TMZ at all?
Well,
just go and have your fun and not have any altercations at all?
Well, there's always a camera on you now, right?
Right.
Always.
So
somebody's out of phone.
So if you're going to be there, don't have any altercations.
You know, maybe.
This is what you're supposed to
do. It looks
like
a kind of a love tap. I mean.
No, it's not that he did anything. It's that it pops up and now you got to. Now there's James Harden stuff. You know what I mean? So I wonder if Udoka would even want to deal with it. I don't think he would, honestly. Because if Udoka's tasked with getting these players. To buy in and play a certain type of basketball, James isn't that guy.
Yeah,
James isn't a buy in and let's be accountable to each other guy. That's not who he is.
No, I mean, actually, James is going to hold up the plane.
That's the opposite of Udoka. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't. And the only reason I'm thinking that is because I'm like, man, look at James go off. Is this a different James? Is this a James that I really want for you know as a basketball player who's going to step up in big moments? I was happy for James yesterday. I wanted him to keep cooking. I don't know. There was something about, especially as players get older who have had, like, you want to see redemption stories. And I probably know too many stories about James to really, like the guy.
Yeah, he's not
right. I just know too many things. But as a basketball player, I thought it was kind of cool that he was getting hot. Anytime somebody gets that hot, you kind of want to see him keep riding unless it's against your team. But what a game for him yesterday. Yeah. Holy crap.
The question.
No, well, Embiid still.
Is that
he's
more
balling?
He really, really was. Is that more that the Sixers and James stepped up, Maxey stepped up, or is it the Celtics giving it away? What are you doing? They got no Embiid, and it's what the Celtics do.
Harden was so hot out of the gate, and he stayed that way. I think they just played a great.
They led by, but in the second quarter, the Celtics led by 12.
I know.
Yeah.
But you had never really gotten a handle on Harden and kept him from. So, yeah. Well, that's just the ebb and flow of the game, though.
Yeah. Yeah. True. It's 714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What about the ebb and flow of tequila?
Well, you can have your ebb and flow. And I did when I got back from California. Well, one of the first things I did was. have a nice small glass of my Churro Bell, the Cristalino. And the Cristalino, sometime I have it room temperature, sometime I'll have it with just a single ice cube just to cool it down a little bit. But my Churro Bell is really terrific because it does one of two things. It tastes absolutely fantastic, and it really gives you a sense of drinking something that, especially when you're sipping it, that is just really high quality. And Maestro Dobel they've got 11 generations of tequila makers that have been making Maestro Dobel, and it's really fine-tuned now. The process is amazing. It is something that it's made in Tequila, Mexico, with the ingredients and the processing that they have. It gives it a very distinct flavor, whether you're drinking the Reposado or you're drinking the Añejo or you're drinking the smoked silver, the Cristalino. They started Cristalino, which is a particular type of tequila that is three tequilas charcoal filtered and aged. They started this process. Maestro Dobel and others have copied since then. Make sure that you taste the difference with Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, if they don't carry it, ask for it by name, Maestro Dobel, and they will start to carry it for you. It's Maestro Dobel.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
I felt pain in the elbow, so I had to call Maldi because I wasn't going to be able to throw another one, so that was basically it. No pop, no anything, just pain. I don't know why. I'll get an MRI tomorrow to see what happened, and then, you know.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Luis Garcia, no good. That's no good. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in.
There's going to be people joining us who didn't watch the Astros. They know the Astros won 7-2. They're going to say, what do you mean Luis Garcia is no good?
The guy's
a fine pitcher.
He just talked about his elbow. Nothing snapped, which is nice, but it was pain about the fourth pitch, and now who knows? He's going to get an MRI today, and we'll see. It's not Forrest Whitley Sisson, Childish Altuve. It's not Forrest. Forrest Whitley has been awful since that one good start. Forrest Whitley had a good start. Holy crap. How awesome.
He's had a few good starts.
Yeah.
It might be his season.
Is it his season? Yeah. Okay.
It might
no.
be his.
No. He can't pitch at the minor league level. You're going to bring him up to the major league level. Okay. Might be JP France time. Might be Frenchie time.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it might be as opposed to Forrest Whitley time. We shall see. 713-780-3776. So we've made such a big deal about all of the, about Stroud and Anderson and so much. Oh, by the way, you made a headline. Did you see that? You made a headline in that apparently, yeah, one of the insider.
Draft analyst.
Yeah.
Likes Corey Dowell, seventh round pick from Titans.
No, that wasn't it. Actually, I'm gonna have to find it.
Well, about what team?
It was about the Texans and their they didn't pick for Will Anderson. They weren't trading.
You mean stuff we're talking about on the radio?
Stuff we were talking. No, you actually Texans Cap said something and you quote tweeted it, and you said correct. This wasn't for Will Anderson. They took Stroud first to lessen what the value was.
That's what we talked about on this.
I understand,
show.
But you made.
So now it's
you
Texas
made,
insiders.
Now that's a headline.
Oh, okay.
That's a headline.
Just so y'all know, that's how news works now.
Yeah.
They take a quote tweet of me talking about the leverage of stuff, and now that's an insider.
Yeah.
Show. This is how that works.
Interesting.
So if you guys want to know how sports aggregation works with new media, that's how I'm now the insider.
No. Houston Texans news in Yard Barker. Interesting detail emerges about Texans trade up for Will Anderson.
God almighty.
Yeah.
It's amazing what passes as insider news now.
Correct.
Literally a tweet that I had.
Texans cap said, you pretty clear this package was for Stroud. Draft order was for protection. And you said, correct, you don't take the end first and let the QB go three, or they leverage you for more versus Titans.
Yes.
And that is a revelation.
What
it is unbelievable.
New details emerging, according to Insider. The new media is great. There's right. no checks and balances, no work done. Mm-hmm. No one reached out to me about that.
Steve Del Vecchio wrote this.
Hi, following up on, want to follow up on something that you said. So from a detail, I just want to make sure that all the details are here correct. Said no one ever on Twitter, you just, on internet. You just go with it now. Insider has new details on on emerging storyline of Texans. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just take this insider. I'll take a quote tweet and talk about how it works to prevent leverage, which didn't work anyway. Arizona, by the way, did you see what Arizona gave up to go from 12 to 6? Nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know why? Because they leveraged Detroit, because they knew Detroit wanted to get out because they had lost Witherspoon. And so Detroit said, okay. I mean, what Arizona said, yeah, we'll come up at our price.
Yeah.
Arizona, Monty Austenfort bullied everyone in the draft multiple times, like three different times. The Texans, if he knows you've got to trade up or trade out, he is going to make sure he gets, he's going to wait till he's on the clock, and then he's going to fire at you. And he'll say, we will do it if you take our deal.
Right.
He did phenomenal.
Yeah. Arizona was one of the, I mean, with all of the draft capital that they picked up along the way, holy crap. And the players that they got, nice job. No, absolutely nice.
He got the player they wanted. They wanted Paris Johnson. He literally got the player they wanted at 6 instead of 3. And he got a ton. If you look at what he gave up from the Texans, then what he gave up, what he got from the Texans, then what he gave up to move back up, and he still got the player he wanted, what a job by Monty Austenfort. What a job.
713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. Tank Dell is a Houston Texan, which is awesome. And Tank Dell met the media. You know, of course, you had to have the first couple of guys, and they were the headline. But now let's talk about some of the other guys. Juice Scruggs met the media, and so did Tank Dell and the other guys. And here's Tank Dell. He's got some receipts out there.
You know, I wrote in my notes all the receivers that were took before me, even the DBs. You know, I feel like I said, it's on. Like, I feel like I got something to prove. I'm playing with chips on my shoulders, and I'm coming to help win and rebuild the program and get to that level that I know we will be at.
How about that?
He took down receipts on DBs taking ahead of him. I mean, the chips on his shoulder. Oh, you got Christian Gonzalez first, New England? I remember that. Watch this. You just made the list, buddy.
Devin? What? Ahead of me?
Lighten up, Francis.
Devon Witherspoon ahead of me?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
Every wide receiver and every DB ahead of Tank.
Wow. How about that?
Those are the most chips on the shoulder of anybody.
He's going to show people now.
Holy crap.
I like Tank on the team, though. Tank is going to be fun. It's going to be really fun to watch. And that is, you know, that's so underappreciated, is that this is actually going to be a fun team to watch. If this team looks a lot like San Francisco, if this team, you know, has an offense that is actually has all kinds of, I mean, the way that now they have Christian, they have McCaffrey, and they have Mitchell, and they have Debo and Ayuk. They have a lot of weapons that the Texans don't have, but, you know, hopefully Bobby Slowick can give you some kind of look that's like, hey, you got Tank Dell now. We'll see what Metchie, what are you expecting out of Metchie this year?
I really don't know. I'm going to meet with...
What did you think of him coming out?
I thought he was solid. I wasn't as... I thought he was just a solid guy. Runs routes well. Good, solid wide receiver. I didn't... You know, let me put it this way. I'm more excited about Tank than Metchie. I know Metchie was drafted around earlier, but I had more of a third-round grade on Metchie. I thought he was more like a 3-4 guy who will be in kind of an average slot. He does his job well. You know, nothing wrong with him. I just didn't see anything that was going to be special with Metchie. With Tank, I see some special. And so Tank's a lot smaller. Mechie's got good size. You know, Mechie's right at about 200 pounds. So he's close to, I think, 6 foot, 200 pounds when he was coming out. Tank Dell's obviously a lot smaller, but Tank is a lot more electric. Tank is more of a playmaker. And, you know, Kiki QT was also a smaller guy who made some big plays, but he has more vertical speed. Tank Dell is wiggle. He's speed. He's jitterbug.
Wait a minute. Where'd you come up with Kiki QT?
Well, because he was a smaller slot who made a lot of big plays at Texas Tech, too.
Ugh.
I remember you saying that Kiki QT was your favorite draft pick. And
yeah, that's what I said. What?
And I quote, why this kid is going to have a huge impact on the offense.
I know what's talking about a Kiki QT, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
I know
you're bringing up a Kiki QT.
Ghost of Kiki QT. No, I actually like Tank Dell better coming out than Mechie. But, you know, Mechie was a second-round pick. I hope Mechie comes back and is a factor. I don't know how this works, though, because I think Mechie's clearly a slot. He's like, I think, a poor man's Jackson Smith and Jigba in some ways. So, bigger slot, good hands, runs good routes, not explosive. And so I think Mechie's going to be solid. Look, Mechie, the floor on him is higher than Tank, probably just from just because of his size. Because Tank, I had a scout tell me that Tank was playing at 158 during the season for Houston. He was 163 at the Senior Bowl, 165 at, just put that in perspective, he's about 35 pounds lighter than, 30 to 35 pounds lighter than Bryce Young. That's light.
That's light.
That's light.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with Bryce Young, you may be a little concerned about Tank Dell being tackled, too.
Yeah.
He's light.
Man, not if you can't. I mean, Tank never missed. Never missed.
Tank didn't miss any time.
Yeah.
Tank didn't miss any time. The most shocking thing in the world was when Tank Dell ran like in the low 4.5s and high 4.4s at the combine. That was the most shocking thing because his play speed is phenomenal on tape.
You know, for a littler guy, say, listen, the league is probably going to get smaller and faster, and it appropriately because they changed all the rules. 20 years ago, Tank Dell probably couldn't play in that league. Not with the big hits to the head, the big hits that people put on you when you the defenseless receiver, and Bryce Young either.
It's
with
still
the way
a concern.
That they took out quarterbacks.
No, it's still a concern. I mean, Calvin Austin was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in I think the third or fourth round last year from Memphis, and he's a tough guy, like tough 170 some odd pounds. Got hurt early in the season, and I was talking to Omar Khan at the Senior Bowl. We were talking about Tank Dell. He's like, "Yeah, I don't know." He said, "You know, we have a small one in." Calvin Austin, and he got hurt, and he was like not a factor because of injury. He said it's not a little man's game in the NFL. You can get as excited as you want about how electric guys are and how no one can catch up to him. He said it just takes one hit, and a lot of times these guys just go out. So he was kind of down on small receivers after drafting one, and then having, of course, he didn't draft him. That was Kevin Colbert, but after having a small receiver injured for the whole year, Omar Khan seemed to be a little down on smaller receivers just because they dealt with it. So I think it's, you know, if you have a concern about Bryce Young, you got to have a concern about Tank Dell too. Although the guys falling on him won't weigh 120 pounds more than him, you know. So I just know this, though, man. I was so pumped when I heard Tank Dell was coming to Houston. I was so excited. I was excited about the Houston to Houston connection, but I was just excited about getting a playmaker in here with some juice.
Yeah.
I mean, when is the last time? Like, how many exciting players with juice have the Texans had coming in that you drafted? You had Tyrone Mathis, who we
Andre
didn't know
Johnson.
About. He was fast. Andre was like a big-time
big
player
time.
Who was very quiet.
Yeah. But still.
Who was the guy that fumbled? Jacoby.
Jacoby Jones?
Jacoby Jones came in, and he
had so much smoke, he couldn't see the ball. That's why when there was so much.
I know.
There was so way too much smoke going on around him.
Why?
He couldn't see. Because there was all kinds of smoke always around him. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's 7:30, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for us to talk about Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing. Billy's helped us both out unbelievably. Billy is the guy that he's our go-to guy. I don't know a lot of plumbers. Maybe your neighbor's a plumber or your uncle's a plumber, whatever. I guess you can count on them. All I know is that when we have any issue whatsoever, Billy's the guy and his team is the guy. Henry came to the house. Henry went to my sister-in-law's house, as a matter of fact, to find any kind of a leak at her house because her water bill was so extravagant. And he said, nothing. You need to go to them and you need to fight this water bill because it's not true. You're not using all this water. So here's the deal is if you've got any issue whatsoever, any kind kind of a leak, any kind of whatever it is, you got to put in a grill, a gas grill. These are the guys that you call because you can count on them.
Yeah, and you can count on them for the big things like repiping like I had done, or the smaller things like faucet repairs, like putting in a tankless water heater. I don't mean to say that's a smaller thing, but that's a job that, you know, a lot of people say they can do it and then they don't do it efficiently. They don't do it the right way. You have to really be careful about going cut rate with some of these plumbers, because they will absolutely screw you because they just don't know what they're doing. They'll say they can do it and then they don't know what they're doing. With Aqueduct Plumbing Company, you have a variety of crews, and they are all extremely capable, and they're very transparent with all the work that they do, and they offer great work at a very, very fair price. Make sure that you go to their website at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com for all of your plumbing needs.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That stinks. That stinks.
Yeah.
I'm just reading a tweet by Dove Kleiman. Update: less than 24 hours after Xfinity announced they'll no longer have the NFL Network / Red Zone, their agreement with the league has been renewed and now have the NFL Network in their service. No NFL Red Zone. Listen, I never understood the whole thought of the NFL Red Zone, if you want to know the truth. Why buy the package for, you know, the NFL package when you can watch every game, basically, on Red Zone for free
with
no commercials?
But it's expensive.
No, I know it's expensive.
And it's still, and they're offering $100 off. Actually, $100 is going to be for the regular price. If you don't get it by, I think it's June 6th or whatever, it's going to be like $459 this year. If you get it before then, I think it's $359, which is the regular price.
So you're saying prices are going up? That, yeah. The NFL is trying to gouge people?
No. It's okay. Not the NFL. It's YouTube. YouTube already bought it from the NFL, so now they got to make their money back, so they're pushing it on to the customers. No. So it's going to be really expensive. And then I talked to Andrew Siciliano, who just said he doesn't even know if he's doing Red Zone. Like, there's two different Red Zones. There's Scott Hansen does the Red Zone. A lot of people.
That's what
people,
I got.
Okay, so people know two different Red Zones. They know the Scott Hansen Red Zone, and they know the Andrew Siciliano.
That's DirecTV.
Yes.
Right.
And there's two different ones. And that's the one with Sunday package, I think, Sunday ticket, direct with the Sunday ticket. So I don't know if the Andrew Siciliano one is going to continue to go on or not. He's not sure what they're going to do. So that's the one I watched. Mm-hmm. That's the one I had, channel 701.
You watched Siciliano. I watched Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
Right.
I think most people who have cable are watching Scott Hansen.
Yeah. So, I never understood it, though. I mean, why buy the NFL package when you can watch every single I always had that on. I had the Texans game on, obviously, but always had the Red Zone on because it gives you it gives you practically the whole game sometimes.
Well, I want to know so I've got the app NFL Sunday Ticket, and I always had it on DirecTV. This is really the only reason I've still got DirecTV. So I don't know if I'm even going to keep them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about, like, the app that I have, Sunday Ticket, is that going to keep working? Even if, I can pay for it. The app should still work. I should still be able to watch it on the app the same way, on Apple TV and things like that.
I don't know.
I mean, why would I not? Do I have to go to YouTube's?
Yes.
Do I have to
That's
go to YouTube's
That's what they paid
app?
A lot of money
I'll
for
I'll pay
it.
You the money. I don't want to get on your app. Let me use this other app. I don't want to be on your
app. Well, no. You're going to have to pay for it's YouTube, and then there's YouTube
Mr.
TV.
Beast videos?
You have to pay for YouTube TV.
And then do I have to have Mr. Beast videos that play before and after where he gives, starving children shoes, but then the next one he and his friends go and have a $10,000 hamburger?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
So
welcome to your greedy world where the NFL screws you. By selling it to the highest bidder, and they suck at this. Okay, congratulations. That's your league. Congratulations on your league.
I'm gonna be on YouTube, and I'm gonna have to.
You know what I got free this year? XFL. Yeah. Yeah, I got it free.
Really?
How's your roughneck? Made it to the semifinals.
How's your
roughneck? Made it to the semifinals.
Roughneck!
It was a great year.
Let's go Sea Dragons.
Yeah. Are they in the final?
No one. No idea.
No one knows.
No idea. Is it Renegade versus
United?
That's a soccer team.
I don't know. I don't know who won.
Indoor soccer team?
I don't know. Who's
Is there still indoor soccer?
J.J. Watt is owning a team. Did you see that?
Saw that.
Yeah. You got J.J. sound? Let's hear J.J. He's unretiring from football. Unretiring from football, kind of, a little bit, something like that. Here's J.J.
Look, I've only been retired for about 4 months now, but I really need something to do. If we rent an RV, we can hit the entire Taylor Swift tour just by driving. Anyways, I'm officially retiring from retirement.
Thankfully.
I just love football. J.J. No, no, not that kind. You see, over in these islands here, they play football with their feet, like her. We are going to invest in European football.
So you want to be Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Yes, please.
We don't have buy an entire European football club kind of money. We're more along the lines of minority investment, but massive emotional investment. So America, allow us to introduce you to Burnley. Buckle up, kids, because we're about to go on a little journey called the English Football
Pyramid. Don't do that.
English Football Pyramid. Welcome to the Premier League.
Isn't Ted Lasso in that league?
Okay.
We've got a lot of work to do.
So, are you going to watch the... They're going to have a series, I would imagine, like Ryan Reynolds. I haven't seen the Ryan Reynolds one. It's good, though, huh?
Excellent.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrexham got... I could tell you.
Yeah.
Because
no, they
the other
won.
Name,
they
got promoted.
Up. Yeah.
They're in the lowest league in, like, League 5. Like, it's so far down there. And
it's like
the entire town.
Is it Corpus or it's even A ball? It's less.
It's like being in a town like Corpus, but in England.
Yeah.
And they got moved up. They got promoted. And it's like, you know, for them, it's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like in soccer, I sat and watched Leicester City played Everton. And my team is literally in 19th place. 18, 19, 20 get kicked out of the league next year. I won't be able to watch any games. And it is the most intense game, and they tied 2-2, which doesn't help because we needed to get a win because it's against a team that's also sitting on the verge of relegation. And so now I've got like three games to go or four games to go. One of them's against Man City. That's an L. And so
we've
got to get a win.
Didn't you beat somebody last year to get on?
They weren't great teams, though.
No, you beat somebody that was.
We won like three of the last five.
Yeah, to get. Not to be
in relegation. And now it's going to be like, it's going to take.
Why's your team suck every year?
I don't know what. Well, our best player was hurt most of the year. Dominic Calvert-Lewin. It's like being. Okay. So it's like when James had the fat suit and left. Remember how bad that team was?
Yeah.
Couldn't score? Same. We got the lowest scoring in Everton history. And by the way, soccer hadn't been around for 20 years like the Texans. It's been around for over 100 years.
Really?
It's the worst offensive team in like a century. Yeah, because our
soccer's
James
been
Harden,
around that long, like
our James Harden
40 or 50
left.
Years.
Yes, it's been around longer than that.
Wow!
Didn't you watch that The English Sport or whatever it was called?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
it a good? You said
no,
it was
pretty terrible.
Good.
I watched it for two shows.
Oh and yeah, I thought you were the one who said
were
it was good.
Me.
I didn't.
No,
watch it.
I started it and it was boring. So I said, "Now,
did you like the golf show?"
I haven't seen them all, but it is good. Yeah, no,
what's
I haven't
it
seen
called,
them all.
Full Swing,
I'll tell you what I did watch.
What?
From start to finish in one day.
The diplomat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Kerry Russell. Yeah.
You know, when Kerry Russell was Felicity, I didn't care at all.
But like, when she was an American.
Yeah, she's kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, there's something about her. Of course, I also saw her doing things on TV. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Not really.
She does things.
Although, actually.
She does things in this one, too.
Yeah. Who's she married to?
Riz.
Matthew She's married Riz? To him, right?
Yeah, I think
so. They may have really been doing things on the screen.
Yeah, why? Might as well. So why wait till we get home?
Well, because it's a little out of line to do that. Like I asked Eric one time, I said, "No, she's married." Well, no, wait.
I think
she is. They got married in 14.
Hmm. What happened?
They got married after they started doing stuff on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
She got married in 2014.
They actually they hooked up because of the show.
She got married in 2014, probably because of that one scene.
Well,
when the page walked in?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
Hey, Paige.
you guys are upside down.
Hey, whoa. You're supposed to hit the melon squishing so hard, Mr. Gallagher. You're supposed to be a little more subtle.
Sledgehammer.
You're not supposed to hit it with the hammer. Let people get their jackets on to cover up from all the melon squishings.
We got a break. After that, 713-780-3. It's pretty much a holiday show. I mean,
no, you can't. When you say something inappropriate, you can't just yell out, it's pretty much a holiday show every time. I've noticed that's your move. When you say something that you think could get HRMP, I'm just going to say this in case you have an HRMP here, that HRMP could get called, you can't just say, it's pretty much a holiday show.
Well, yeah. No, that makes up for everything. Doesn't matter what you say now, because it's a holiday show. That's all.
It's like saying, look, all due respect. Oh, I see something coming. Pretty much a holiday show, so.
Yeah. No. You know, with all due respect.
I can't be held responsible for that.
With all due
pretty
respect.
Pretty much a holiday.
I did say with all due respect.
Which holiday is it?
Well, we're coming up on Memorial Day. We're going to, it's coming up
it's
soon.
It's a little ways
away. It's in this month, so it's Memorial Day month.
It's
so,
a little ways away.
Arlington Renegades are going to play the D.C. Defenders. I told you that. DC United or something.
I don't have action on any. I don't have futures tickets on either of those.
Either of those two? No. All right. I do. I have a. I have a past with Doc Linville. That's what I have a past with, and it's been a great past. When you cross paths with Doc Linville, all of a sudden you're hairier. Okay. It's not all of a sudden. They perform this, and it's not really surgery. I don't know. He's got an anesthetic now that lasts for 3 days. So if there was any issues that were lingering from the neo-grafting that you get, well, it'll be done. It'll be done before the anesthetic wears off. That's how good this is. They've changed it up 3 days, so you're not feeling anything, or you're not feeling much at all. I did it, and I felt great about it. I did the other one where they cut you. That was the worst thing ever. Don't do that. What you need to do is call Doc Linville or go to 975hair.com and start the process of you getting hair. He also says he's got the PRP, which will that'll start the growth as well. He'll let him tell you how he's going to get you hair, okay? It could be a lot easier with the PRP, or it could be the neo-grafting, whatever the case may be. You want hair? You'll get hair after you meet with Doc Linville. 975hair.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Why don't you see? It's hard but don't have to be. Take it off.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. Holiday show, 713-780-3776. Holiday, if you want to get in here, holla at us. 713-780-3776. Did you hear what... This is not a ringing endorsement. Brian Gutekunst, do you have that sound? You don't have that sound, do you? Brian Gutekunst met with the media, and they got to figure out about the fifth-year option, picking it up. They got to do that by today. Today, fifth-year option. It's funny. You know, Chase Young, no fifth-year option. Sorry, beat it.
I mean, that's a second pick of the draft.
Second pick of the draft, and you're not going to pick up his
– isn't that wild?
Now, they could still come to a deal with him.
Yeah. They just don't want to have to pay him a guaranteed – it's a pretty high amount.
Right. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for. Maybe they're trying to do a deal with Joe Burrow. Maybe that's why they've dragged their feet on it and get a deal done, as opposed to giving him this 50-year option.
Who, for Burrow?
For Burrow.
Oh, yeah, Burrow.
They didn't pick it. I mean, he's still sitting there. I think they're trying to do a long-term deal.
Like,
there's no way that they're not going to pick up Burrow.
No, so they drafted a guy named Charlie Jones in the fourth round from Purdue. I think it's fourth or fifth. And I think Joe Burrow's going to love him, this little wide receiver out of Purdue who's good route runner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to eventually be the slot in place of Tyler Boyd, and I think they're going to have to let T. Higgins walk. They're going to have to move on from Joe Mixon and get a running back that's cheaper. They drafted a running back, too. Basically, to pay Joe Burrow, they're going to have to shave expenses. It's just how it works. As soon as you get off the rookie contract and get – because Joe will be the highest-paid player in football. He'll go ahead of
– If I'm Joe, Lamar. I'm waiting until after I do this year, because the longer that you wait, the more money there's going to be out there. It just seems like it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Now it's $52 million a year. What's it, you know?
Well, they have to pick up fifth year option.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going
to. Or you could come to a deal now.
They can come to a deal now, but like you said, if Joe wants to keep waiting. But the next thing up is you just take.
Well, God
you
know, forbid he gets hurt this year, though.
That's what I'm saying. You take that. You take the deal now. Yeah. You don't wait. You take the deal now. And then, because he's going to get, you know, the question is how much guaranteed is Joe Burrow? So you had the two quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, who's a one-year quarterback. I mean, he's done something big for 1 year. You have Lamar Jackson, who's still. People hang on to the MVP from 19. It's been a while. Has not been successful in the playoffs. They got in the $187 million range, somewhere in there, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money. I know Lamar's contract says 265, but it's the guaranteed that matters most. I think Joe Burrow is going to get – I think he's going to get well – I think he's going to come close to Watson's contract guaranteed. I think the guaranteed will be about – 215, and his total contract will be closer to 300.
Probably. I mean, and
maybe more than that, because they're gonna. I would imagine you want to ink him to at least 6 years.
Unbelievable.
At $50 million a year.
Unbelievable. Brian Gutekunst on Jordan Love's fifth-year option. Got to figure that out by Tuesday. Got to figure it out by today. When asked if there's a reason not to pick it up, he said, it's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played, but at the same time, we're moving forward with him as a starter. Does anybody honestly believe that Jordan Love, I mean, if you, gun to your head, you had to put money on this thing, Jordan Love will succeed or not succeed
not
as the quarterback?
Not succeed.
No, I don't believe anybody thinks Jordan Love is the answer at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
No, but they got to try it. They drafted him in the first. He had that one game that was pretty good. I mean, yeah, I think you have to pick up the trade deadline. I think you have to pick up the fifth-year option on Jordan Love, because now you've drafted two tight ends and a wide receiver in the first three rounds. So you want to see what
if
you
I'm
have
Aaron Rodgers,
with Jordan
I'm
Love.
Like, wait, why didn't you ever do this?
What? Think of this: if you pick up the fifth-year option, I mean, how much do you? You'll still have a lot of leverage on Jordan Love. You can say, well, I don't know, maybe not. Well, if you have fifth-year option, you can always go to franchise tag, but. I don't know that you really want to, because that's going to be a pretty high number, but you're hoping that, how about Jordan Love will make $20.2 million on his fifth-year option? That's why it's a
pretty but, and good, that's, no, that's basic. That's the basic
oh, no,
for the quarterback
the
position.
Year, yeah, that's the fifth-year
yeah,
option.
Like Joe Burrow's will be 29.
Right, because of where he was drafted, yeah.
Oh, well, he's got a Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's got a Pro Bowl. So there's different levels, obviously. You playing time. There's basic is the lowest, playing time is next, Pro Bowl is up there, and Joe Burrow he is going to get the highest number, and Jordan Love is going to get the lowest because he hasn't even played. But don't forget that they drafted Sean Clifford, too. I knew I would get that.
My lowest rated player? Let me see what I said on Sean Clifford. I'm kind of interested in how
you had him as your lowest rated player. That's
yeah,
ugly.
I didn't give him a great grade, but I did say, because I just didn't think he could play in the pros. I said, mobile four-year starter with desired NFL intangibles and leadership, but a lack of passing talent. Clifford had a solid sophomore season, but has failed to build much off of it. He will have his moments with throws here and there, but doesn't consistently deliver with accuracy and timing, and his arm strength falls below the mark. The end.
What if he turns out to be, and he is going to put, he's going to staple that to his locker.
I mean, what if he ends up being this Pro Bowl quarterback? Oh my God.
I can't
that
wait.
That thing is going to be everywhere.
I can't wait till he's on Dan Patrick's show.
Reading that stuff.
That would be so funny. So funny if Sean Clifford turns
out. The NFL screwed me this year. Somebody from NFL reached out to me. Hey, Lance, did you write all the scouting reports on these players? They had a list of players. Said some of them was before me. I'm like, can you, like, do you have any, can you send us the snippets of that? I'm like, we want them to read their scouting reports. We're going to do a thing like they do on TV. I'm like, yeah, but can you have them reading like some of the good stuff too? Like what I said about, you know, how they, the type of player they'd become. And they go, oh yeah, yeah. I saw what they put together. No good stuff. It was just like they all crumped. They all took their
meat tweets.
Lacks arm talent. Unable to get up the field with good stuff. And at the end, they go, don't listen to what people say about you. I'm like, this. They set me up. They set the NFL set me up.
Did Joe Burrow read it?
No, it was like Max Crosby, who already came after me on Twitter one time. It was Max Crosby. Just a bunch of people. I don't know.
Max Crosby. I'm like,
you too, NFL?
Do you
want to
get
this?
A Max Crosby's bad side?
No, I don't.
That dude.
I Holy don't want to get on Max Crosby. I'm on Matt Judon's bad side, Max Crosby, Marcus
Matt Judon
Golden.
Really came after you.
Yeah, he said he was trash, and I didn't say he was trash.
What the?
Matt Judon, Max Crosby. My dad was at Arizona. Marcus Golden says, your son do the draft stuff? Yeah, he goes, yeah, tell him I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I keep his scouting report in my, like, he was one of the first 100 guys that I ever wrote up, and he's still got a scouting report up. I've written up 4,500 players now. And all the DNs get real pissed at me. Tease Tabor and Quincy Wilson. I've never seen such a hating ass grown man in my whole life. You're right. He is a hater. Like, y'all are both out of the league. Shut up.
What about DK
I was right.
Metcalf? It's still in his locker.
Yeah. I had him as the seventh rated player in the draft.
And he's like,
oh, you see these weaknesses? Bro, you got drafted the last pick of the second round behind like 7 wide receivers. I had you number one wide receiver. And this is all you got is this me saying you struggle to sink your hips and break off routes at a tight angle?
Love that. Love that.
Oh, my God. No one thinks they've ever done it. No one has a weakness ever in the NFL anymore.
Well, there you go. There you go. So, but they were doing mean tweets with your...
They NFL did that. They didn't say it was mine, but I knew.
And
I'm like, please don't do this with Max Crosby. All you're going to do is piss him off again. Just please don't have Max Crosby. Sure enough, there's Max Crosby. Lex size and I'm like, oh man, this again. I'm gonna have Max. You know what? Pittsburgh Steelers media. TJ Watt. I wasn't as high on TJ Watt as he, you know, became the player.
Mm-hmm.
So now their whole thing is they take my scouting reports on anybody, like even players I was right on, and they take they'll take one weakness or something like that, and they'll write it in there as a quote, and they'll have a player, you know, celebrating after a sack. Like that, y'all. What can I do? I can't do anything. It's just literally.
That's good.
They're
though.
Faking. I hope they get sick. Whoever.
Oh no!
Yes, I do. Whoever is the social media director, I hope they get really sick.
No.
I hope they get arsenic like I have in my system.
Well, that's because your wife. She does that.
She's poisoning me. I hope they have a wife that poisons them.
So, I mean,
what can I do if you're gonna make me wish bad things against you, then
ugly that they get
sick. Well, I mean, it's better than me doing something violent. Terrible. I'll just have to have bad thoughts about
that
you.
That is terrible. 713-780.
I'm going to prey on their downfall.
3776 is the number.
And you know what? And that's funny because the Pittsburgh Steelers social media account preyed on my downfall, and yet here I am.
There you are.
Here I am again.
Maybe you should sue. You need to call John Daspit.
Maybe I should. They have hurt me.
They have.
They have
You've
hurt
been injured.
Me. I've been injured. I will see if John Daspit, you know what? I would love to sue Dan Patrick. I will sue the NFL. I will sue the Pittsburgh Steelers social media department. And John Daspit, you can take my personal injury. I don't know that I can consult with them. I mean, that will help. I can call 713-CALL-NOW and see, hey, John, I'm just checking. Is this enough for me to sue for? I've been hurt. I've been injured with my heart and my feelings. That's not typically what he does. Typically, John Daspit and his law firm handle injuries like refinery blasts. They handle injuries like, car wrecks and people who have been injured offshore. There's maritime stuff. It's really a lot of big-time stuff. But John Daspit is here to make sure that you get taken care of. All of your injuries, all of the... the pain and suffering you've had, that you're compensated for that, because you're not going to be able to get that time back. You're not going to be able to get that pain and suffering back. You wish it didn't happen, yet if it does happen, you want someone to take care of you. And that's what John Dasper will do for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.